From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump said the United States is willing to go either way in response to North Korea's development of nuclear-tipped missiles. The president spoke after South Korea said Tuesday the North is willing to start talks with the United States about giving up its nuclear weapons. South Korea's top security advisor told reporters Tuesday that Pyongyang signaled there was no need to keep its nuclear program if military threats against the country are eliminated. He said North Korea was receptive to discussing denuclearization and normalizing relations with the U.S. Heavy fighting continued unabated Tuesday in the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta, one day before the U.N. Security Council meets to discuss the escalating violence. The continuing violence has undercut a U.N.-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria. The ceasefire's failure prompted Britain and France to request a closed-door meeting of the Security Council on Wednesday. A Russian transport plane has crashed in Syria, killing all 39 people on board. The Russian Defense Ministry said it was a technical problem that brought the plane down. It was not shot down, it says. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State is asking for a pause in fighting in northwest Syria, where the Turkish government and its allied Syrian militias are fighting Kurdish forces in the town of Afrin. U.S. Army Colonel Thomas Veal, a spokesperson for the coalition, told VOA, "We call on all parties to take measures to de-escalate violence and avoid endangering civilians." This is VOA News.